Lena Chawaf is a Paris-based journalist from Syria who was awarded the annual Press Freedom Prize from the organisation Reporters Without Borders in Stockholm, in a ceremony in Stockholm. Congratulations on the win, Lena. And what does the award mean for you? And also, could you tell us the focus, the main focus of your work?
Yes, thank you very much for your congratulations. And of course, it means a lot, this award for me and for all my team in the media where we work since 5 years to fight for freedom of expression and freedom of press in Syria. And this is what we are doing. We have been trying since 2013 to build an independent media and very objective one. And this is the need of all the Syrian, I think, especially after 7 years from violence and all this killing inside Syria. Syrian need a voice in the media that really presenting their voice and deliver their all wishes and their belief and their value.
Your main medium is through, well, you've different mediums the report you report through, but Rosanna FM, that's the your radio station. Can you tell us where that's based?
Yeah, it's radio station, but it's multimedia actually, because nowadays you have to deliver your content through many platforms, you know, and especially through the online. And yeah, so we are radio, and we have, of course, our website, our page on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. We have our application. So we are doing 360-degree the majority of our content.
All around the world, Russia, Afghanistan, Myanmar, it's a dangerous time for journalists, and I imagine it must be extremely dangerous for anybody reporting from Syria. It's been such a mess with so many countries playing out their proxy wars there. Have you felt any pressure or any fear for your own safety over the years?
Like you said, Tony, yes, it's the journalism in general in all the world. It's a carrier of risk and dangers, of course. And we have seen through the last years how there is many journalists like killed, not only in our Middle East or even Europe. We see in France, Charlie Hebdo, we see like only 1 month ago, one journalist killed in France too. And there is like, actually, yes, it's carrier of the risk and dangers. But if you say in Syria, it's like it's very high risk now because you know the situation. So of course it's not easy to work in this field. For me, yes, of course I faced the first time I faced it when I was inside Syria from the regime when they asked me to do the propaganda and I refused at this time from the first day of the revolution, they start to ask all the private media to do the same propaganda that they broadcasting in their platform and their like media. But the moment I refused to broadcast this because I knew at this time it's lie and it's not true and it's propaganda. So I start at this time to face the threat from them, from the regime and from its intelligence people. And then through the year, during the last 7 years, of course, all the military group, we face a dangerous against them because they don't like the independent media. So, yeah, for me, unfortunately, because we are independent media and because we are telling the truth all the time, we are not really mostly liked by all the military group.
Yes, and I noticed that Facebook now with their new rules, it makes things a little bit tougher for those who spread fake news. It kind of like it's as if we say the military, let's say for a country I'm familiar with, Burma, they have their trolls who regularly contradict the facts, you know, turn the truth on its head and say it's you know, the problem with the Rohingya there, 700,000, they're making out that they're the victims themselves, the Burmese. And this thing has kind of died down a little bit, I noticed. So I suppose it's not as bad as it was up to a couple of weeks ago with these new rules and regulations. But still, you're going to get an awful lot of, as you say, like the propaganda people and people who work for the government, and like the way the Russians influence the American election, all that sort of thing. So it's so important to have an independent voice. And that's what Rosanna is, I suppose. And can you give us the details of how we can learn more about Rosanna?
Yeah, we have an actually English website, and we have an English page on Facebook. But we don't translate everything. We just translate the like output that is really interesting for the foreign audience. So the human story, the fiction story, the future story. So it's really something like the foreign audience willing to know about it, willing to know what's really happening with the human being inside Syria, with the people, with the civilian. So we translate the important and especially the investigation report that we do inside Syria. And of course, everywhere it's connected to the Syrian situation.
All right. Well, I suppose maybe an end in sight for the problems. Well, the problems as such in Syria, of course, a lot of rebuilding, a lot of work, and a lot of bridges to mend in that country before there's any kind of normality. Do you see a future, a good future for Syria and the Syrian people?
Maybe I can. I would not be able to see it. Me, myself, my generation. It will take a long time. If we read the history, all the revolution during the history, it takes time. It takes years and years. And I think if we're talking about rebuild, yeah, it's so easy to rebuild the stone, but it's not easy to rebuild the soul of the people. If you look into the eyes of the Syrian children, you see a very high level of trauma. You see a very high level of frustrated, disappointment. You know, so this is something we have to work on. It actually, this is more important to work on it. This is our duty. And it needs a long of time to work on it, and it's not easy. It's not easy. We need years and years. Of course, there is future. If we don't believe that there is future, we will not be able to continue what we are doing for. It needs a long time, and maybe for the next generation.
Yeah, as you say, that's probably the suffering all around, but really the hardest thing of all, I think, is when you look, in, as you say, into the eyes of a child and see the trauma. You know, they haven't had a chance to have a childhood at all, a lot of them, and they will be affected mentally, if not physically, for some time to come. But with your help and the help of Rosanna, it'll move things further for the better, I'm sure. So, Lina, thanks for talking to us today, and we can check out the website and Facebook, Rosanna FM. Is that correct?
Yeah, rosanna.fm.
Yeah, okay. Thanks very much for talking to us today, Lina, and congratulations again
on
your prize.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.